Good afternoon, 4:30 and 80 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
And I'm Ashley Davidson.
People have the right to smoke, but what they shouldn't have the right to do is have other people breathe their smoke.
Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky President Ben Chandler says he is not surprised that support is increasing for a statewide smoke-free law.
A Lewis County man has been killed in a crash on the AA highway.
And three Moorhead residents are arrested on multiple drug charges during an undercover bust in Olive Hill.
In sports, the Moorhead State baseball team bids for its 10th straight win at West Virginia this afternoon.
But Luke has the stocks.
Thunderstorms this evening with lows around 50 degrees. The complete forecast after this news.
A crash on the AA highway this morning has taken the life of a Vanceburg man. WCHS is reporting that Kentucky State Police identified the victim as 35-year-old Brandon Yates. Troopers say he was killed around 7:30 when his SUV crossed the center line near Vanceburg and hit a pickup truck head-on. Police indicate the victim died at the scene.
Five people have been arrested, including three from Moorhead, during an undercover drug bust in Olive Hill. The city's police department partnered with the FADE Drug Task Force to make the arrests involving multiple trafficking charges involving heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine. The action was detailed in a press release from FADE. Taken into custody from Moorhead were Sancha Markwell, Amanda Bell, and Devel Chambers. Also picked up were Jonathan Gore of Muses Mill and Sean Carroll of Olive Hill. Gore faces an additional charge of hindering prosecution. Chambers is also accused of two probation violations.
According to WSAZ, a Portsmouth couple is charged with child endangering after their 18-month-old child was rushed to the hospital following a suspected drug overdose on Robinson Avenue. City police took into custody 26-year-old Brandy Eastep and 41-year-old Jason Bolden. They claim the two were using heroin and neglected the baby, who was reportedly unconscious and struggling to breathe. They gave the infant Narcan, and the child was then flown to a Columbus hospital for treatment.
Ohio's governor has called for $20 million in new spending to fund scientific breakthroughs in opiate addiction and pain relief. Republican John Kasich made the appeal in his State of the State message Tuesday.
These funds will target existing proven ideas that simply need an extra push to be brought to the fight. Ideas like using a simple device that connects to someone's ear that can relieve pain and it blocks the effects of opiate withdrawal.
Kasich says the effort would be led by Ohio's Third Frontier Commission, which helps develop the state's research and technology economy.
The president of the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky says a new poll underscores the momentum for a statewide smoke-free law in the Commonwealth. Ben Chandler says that support crosses party lines.
71% of the people here in Kentucky would like to see a statewide smoke-free law. That is higher than we've ever seen it. 68% of Republicans and 76% of Democrats thought we ought to have a statewide smoke-free law. So it is clearly not a partisan issue.
Chandler says support grew 5 points last year after holding steady for 3 years.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says he hopes Republicans can mend fences and come up with a new plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The GOP lawmaker spoke at a press conference in Washington Tuesday. Unless that happens, he says, there probably won't be any new solutions being proposed in the short term. McConnell claims that's because Democrats are unwilling to help.
What I do think is still the case is that the status quo is imploding, and at some point we're going to have to visit this issue. And exactly how quickly that comes about is not clear yet.
The Republican-controlled House failed to muster enough support for a health care reform bill last month because of opposition from the so-called Freedom Caucus. That's a band of House and Senate Republicans who don't think the plan proposed by Speaker Paul Ryan did enough to control costs.
The lone Democrat in Kentucky's congressional delegation has broken ranks with his party and says Neil Gorsuch should be confirmed for the U.S. Supreme Court. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
Calling Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch qualified to do the job, Representative John Yarmuth says his Senate counterparts need to stop fighting for the perfect candidate.
We would all like somebody who would get 60 votes or more. I doubt in this environment if that creature exists. I mean, that's why I'm like a unicorn judge.
Yarmuth says on philosophical priorities, you could make a case against Gorsuch, but says no one, quote, in good conscience could say he's not qualified. I'm Haley Hansen.
Gas prices have increased by more than a quarter in Moorhead over the past 2 days. According to the website GasBuddy.com, fuel is now selling for $2.45 at most stations in Rowan County today. That's 9 cents above the Kentucky average. It is also higher than neighboring communities. In Mount Sterling, the lowest price is $2.03. It's $2.09 in Ashland, $2.17 in Flemingsburg, and $2.19 in West Liberty. The lowest price for gas in Kentucky today is in Russellville, where it's $1.96. The highest is Hebron, where it's sitting at $2.69.
Maysville plans to auction off its conference center in a couple of weeks. Mayor David Cartmell says city commissioners decided to take that action after the sealed bids they recently received for the property failed to meet their minimum sale price of $225,000. Cartmell thinks the city will have a better chance of getting that amount during the auction.
But, I mean, you know, it just depends on who shows up. We have some big developers looking at it. It's got a commercial kitchen in it. It would be good. I mean, where can you get into the restaurant business, you know, for less than $200,000? You just can't. I mean, it's a commercial kitchen. It's a great venue. And, I mean, it's 100% up and running.
The city decided a few months ago to sell its conference center because many of the events being held there have been moved in recent years to the renovated Cox Building. The auction will be held on April 19th at 5:30 at the Maysville City Hall.
Locals in the city of Augusta are looking to save one of its most historic buildings. Kinsey Thompson reports.
A group of residents and others are interested in meeting to potentially create a nonprofit organization that will save Echo Hall, which is located on Frankfort Street. Echo Hall was originally a dormitory built for male students attending Augusta College. It was nearly destroyed after the 1997 Ohio River flood. Now, the group would like to restore the structure. The April 21st meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. The citizens group is urging the public to get involved. They want to elect officers and set bylaws. A renovation timeline will also be decided. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Kinsey Thompson.
Saying nothing can completely prepare you to lead a university, like doing the job itself, retiring Moorhead State President Wayne Andrews hopes to help reduce his replacement's learning curve when he takes over for him on July 1st. According to Andrews, Dr. Jay Morgan will get a big assist in that task from his current job at the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education, where he helped craft the state's new performance-based funding system for its colleges and universities.
Yeah, you know, he's got an advantage there, having worked at the CPE, so he knows the ins and the outs of that. He understands that the primacy of that whole effort is all on student outcomes, and he mentioned student engagement is going to be the key word in his SOAR acronym that he used. That makes perfect sense to me. And so I expect that he'll help people understand what needs to be done and help chart the direction.
Morgan has said his SOAR acronym reflects what he wants MSU to represent in the coming years. It stands for Student Success, Outcomes-Based Funding, Academic Excellence, and Rankings Recruitment, and Regional Responsiveness.
Bluegrass Institute President Jim Waters says the charter school bill that passed in the just-completed session of the Kentucky General Assembly is a start, but it'll take vigilance to make the concept work in the Commonwealth. Waters' politically conservative organization has long advocated charter schools, but he points out the new state law still gives local school boards lots of authority over whether such a school can be created in their district. He's calling on well-established charter school groups to help set up shop in Kentucky.
We want to see some of these great charter school organizations from around the country, like the KIPP Academies. We want to see them encouraged and motivated, attracted to come here. And we were concerned that if we only had local school districts as authorizers, that might discourage them from being involved.
Waters spoke on Spectrum Cable's Pure Politics. He says he is happy that the current law permits the mayors of Louisville and Lexington to authorize charter schools.
Carter Judge Executive Mike Malone says the residents in his county need to present a more unified front if they want to improve their economic development opportunities. Malone notes that residents on the western and eastern sides of the county have been divided for several years.
It probably originated out of sports and, between the two high schools that are here. And, you know, there's some jealousy that occurs on both ends of seeing what your neighbor has and resenting because you don't have it. And what we're trying to make people understand is anything that Carter County gets is good for the whole county.
Malone says he remembers back in the 1960s when Carter County had booming clay mines, coal mines, and three successful brick factories, and actually had more jobs than residents. According to the Carter judge, a new business or company won't be interested in coming to a county where its residents are not working together to make it a better place.
Taking a look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, tonight thunderstorms with a chance of rain at 100%. Storms may be severe, lows around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain with highs only around 50 degrees. Winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts over 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, chance of precipitation at 70 degrees with rain showers early changing to snow showers later on in the evening. Wind gusts stay at 40 miles per hour. And Friday, cloudy with a 40% chance of snow showers during the morning and highs around 51 degrees. Temperatures for the region, it's currently 82 in Ashland, 79 in Flemingsburg, 80 in Inez, 79 in Lexington, 78 in Winchester, and 80 degrees right here on the campus of Morehead State University.
It is 4:42. You are listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It is great to have your company on this Wednesday afternoon. This week, MSPR debuts a new Wednesday feature series called Neighbors, Adrian Swain's Conversations with Our Culturally Diverse Appalachian Community. This afternoon, he talks with Morehead State University mathematics professor Dora Amati, who came to the U.S. in the 1970s to complete her education. She was born and raised in Cali, Colombia, during a time of political turmoil.
I actually grew up with my grandmother and my aunts and uncles, and so I had a lot of love. We played with friends. The neighbors were just so close. It was just like a big family. So I just have very wonderful memories of my childhood. Families in Colombia are very close. People stay together. The elders stick around. They don't go to a nursing home. The family takes care of one another.
Yeah.
So it's really very cohesive. I went to an all-girls school. It was located like out in the mountains. For physical education, we used to go hiking. Maybe that's where my love for the mountains and for hiking started. When I was in grade school, my friends would always be asking me for help with math. I found myself always helping other students who needed help with math, and I truly believe that's what drew me to become a math professor, because since an early age,
people were asking for your help.
Yes, right. So,
and it came naturally.
It came natural. In 1970, I was a university student studying chemical engineering in Cali. There was serious political unrest, and the university closed down its doors. So I decided to attend another school and study mathematics. Then it came to a point where both universities had their doors closed. When an uncle I had in New York called, and he said, well, what are you doing there wasting your time? Why don't you come and study here? And he sent me a one-way ticket to New York. That's how my journey began. I got a student visa, and that's how I arrived in the United States.
You went to school in New York?
I did. And after completing the degree in mathematics, I moved to Houston, Texas. And I went to the University of Houston to study chemical engineering. And while I was doing that, I met Ali Amadi, who became my husband. We got married and started a family. We had our first child in Houston. Because of the job situation, we moved to Oklahoma, where we had two more children. I went back to school and did work in mathematics at the University of Oklahoma, where I got my master's and PhD. And Ali also went back to school to get a second PhD in economics. Then we came to Moorhead to begin our professional career here. And so this is where our children grew up.
Moorhead has been good to you?
Moorhead is wonderful to me. The people here are just really friendly. There's an environment that is very welcoming to families. We made wonderful friends here, and our kids had just a beautiful childhood here in Moorhead. I absolutely love Moorhead. I call it a secret paradise. This community will come together for anything that we need. I'll give you an example. I almost lost one of my sons when he was a junior in high school. And how the community came together to help and to support us, oh, it was just so very important to us and helped us get through that time. He was in the hospital for a long time. He actually wasn't expected to come back. But he is my miracle boy. He's doing well. And he made it through. So we are very appreciative for all the prayers and all the love that people just poured onto us and helped him make it through. He is now preparing to teach mathematics. My daughter, Susan, she is getting ready to move to Texas. And her son, my oldest, he's here in Moorhead. He still takes some music lessons, so he's still around. My mother lives in Houston, and she is going to be 90 years old this year, and she's still dancing.
Dora Amadi, thank you very much. It's really been great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. It's my pleasure. A lot of people here ask me if I'm close to the jungle, if I've seen the jungle, but I'm really a city girl. I never saw the jungle. Yes, humans, we have a lot in common. And that's what we should always remember whenever we are making big decisions.
That is Moorhead State University mathematics professor Dora Amadi speaking with Adrian Swain for our new Wednesday series on Mountain Edition. It's called Neighbors. 4:48, you are listening to Mountain Edition on MSPR. All Things Considered is coming up at 5 o'clock, and Braxton has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery, exquisite art treasures in historic downtown Maysville, Kentucky. Eat Gallery works with gold and silversmiths who specialize in creating wearable art jewelry. For the jewelry you no longer wear or heirlooms that need updating, Eat Gallery can create wearable pieces that will last generations. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Eat Gallery can be reached at 606-564-5578 and online at eatgallery.com.
Good afternoon with Moorhead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Moorhead State baseball team begins a five-game road swing this evening. Coach Mike McGuire says his 22-6 Eagles will face a big-time test when they meet West Virginia at 5 o'clock in Morgantown.
You know, they just beat Oklahoma State 2 out of 3. A couple weeks prior, they beat Baylor 2 out of 3. You know, they're, I think, a number 9 RPI in the country. So they're a great challenge and yet a great opportunity for us.
MSU enters this evening's contest with the Mountaineers, winners of 17 of their last 18 games. West Virginia is 16-10 on the year. The Cincinnati Reds play Game 2 of their season opening series against Philadelphia tonight at 7:10 at Great American Ballpark. Speaking through his translator, second baseman Jose Peraza believes he and leadoff man Billy Hamilton will give the Reds a speedy 1-2 punch at the top of their lineup, which could translate into a lot of runs for Cincy this season.
And it's going to be great for the team, you know. Like, I know if Billy get on base, I'm going to see a lot of fastballs on my at-bats because, you know, they know that he can run. So I'm going to be able to see a lot of fastballs. And if I get on base, you know, like, it's going to be great for the team because I know that I have Joey behind me and all those guys that can, you know, get like a, they can hit the ball into the gaps and, you know, get a lot of RBIs for the team.
The 0-1 Reds will send Brandon Finnegan to the mound tonight. The Phillies will counter with Jared Eichhoff. One game has gone final today in the MLB. The Twins beat Kansas City 9-1. The Cubs, Cardinals, and Tigers, White Sox games that were scheduled to be played earlier today have been postponed. The Morehead State softball team is preparing for a four-game homestand this weekend. After splitting a doubleheader yesterday with Northern Kentucky, the softball Eagles host Eastern Illinois Saturday for two games starting at noon. At 20-12 on the year, head coach David Williams calls the season a success to this point, but notes his team still needs to get better.
We still got to get more consistency offensively. You know, we'll go out one game and hit the ball extremely well and score a lot of runs, and then we'll come out the next game and we fail to produce offensively. We always want to strive to get better and improve upon things, and, you know, we're working hard because we want to be playing somewhere postseason.
MSU will have another doubleheader on Sunday with SIU Edwardsville. Kentucky freshman big man Bam Adebayo has announced that he will enter the NBA Combine but will not hire an agent, leaving open the option of returning to UK for his sophomore season. Bam averaged 13 points and 8 rebounds a game this past season for the Cats. He is projected as a top 20 pick in the NBA draft. One other note from college basketball, former Kentucky head coach and current Memphis head coach Tubby Smith is losing his top two players. Brothers Dedrick and KJ Lawson announced today they plan to transfer from Memphis. Dedrick, a sophomore, led the team in scoring this past season, averaging 19 points and 10 rebounds a game, while KJ, a redshirt freshman, averaged 12 points and 8 rebounds. With De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and now potentially Bam Adebayo departing for the NBA this week, the Kentucky basketball program is now putting its focus on another star-studded freshman class next season. The nation's top-rated point guard, 6'1 Quade Green of Philadelphia, is one of four McDonald's All-Americans that will join UK in 2017. Green already knows that Coach John Calipari will want him taking charge of the Wildcats on the floor.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm the top point guard in the class, really. So they want me coming to be do my job. That's my job, being a leader and being a vocal leader.
UK's other McDonald's All-American signees are Nick Richards, Jared Vanderbilt, and PJ Washington. The Cats' other top recruits are Shea Alexander and Hamadou Diallo. The Ashland Daily Independent has tabbed its all-area girls basketball team. MSPR's Chuck Mirage reports.
The ADI's All-Star list is headed up by Boyd County sophomore guard Savannah Wheeler, who's the paper's Player of the Year. Wheeler averaged 22 points a game this season and leading the Lady Lions to the 16th region title. Boyd had three other players on the squad, Alexis Lunsford, Hunter Reeves, and Peyton Shears. Rowland County had one player on the ADI's All-Star squad, senior Allison Callahan. Boyd County's Pete Fraley and Paintsville's Les Trimble, whose team won the 15th region crown, are the area's co-coaches of the year. Reporting for MSPR Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
Spring practices continue to roll along for the Kentucky football team. With JoJo Kemp graduating and Boom Williams entering the NFL draft, sophomore Benny Snell will be called upon to fill those holes at the running back position, something he says he is ready for.
Anytime I'm on that field, there's a play. You got to make a play. And that's what I'm trying to be big on this year. You know, I didn't have that much stress on me last year, you know, going on towards the beginning of the season, but now I do. And now I'm ready to take over the job.
The Kentucky spring practices run through next Friday's blue-white spring game. And finally, in sports, with the Masters starting tomorrow, weather conditions continue to be a problem. AP correspondent Graham Agars reports.
For the second time this week, the Augusta National Course has been closed because of severe weather, with thousands of fans lining the fairways to see their favorite golfers tune up for the Masters tournament. The weather has provided serious problems. The course was first closed Monday afternoon because of severe weather, sending players into the locker rooms and patrons rushing back to their cars. Now a second line of heavy rainstorms today has forced a second evacuation of the course, cancelling all afternoon play. Graham Agars, Augusta.
That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle softball will host a doubleheader with Eastern Illinois on Saturday and SIU Edwardsville on Sunday. Games are scheduled at noon and 2 p.m. both days. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. stocks erased earlier gains to close lower after the Federal Reserve released the minutes from its March meeting, and the Dow, after earlier being up well over 100 points, finished with a loss of 41.09 at 20,648.15. The S&P 500 was down 7.21 at 2352.95, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 34.13, finishing at 5864.48. And New York Stock Exchange breadth was roughly 2-1 in favor of losing stocks over winners. The minutes from the Fed showed that the officials want to start unwinding the central bank's massive $4.5 trillion balance sheet later this year, and of course that could mean higher short-term interest rates. Investors also digested remarks from House Speaker Paul Ryan, in which he said that tax reform will take longer to accomplish than repealing and replacing Obamacare would. The U.S. 10-year note rose in price, with the yield actually dropping to 2.33% after earlier hitting near 2.4% in the session. And on the data front, private payrolls rose by 263,000 last month, well above the consensus estimates of 185,000, according to ADP. The February number was revised significantly lower from the originally reported 298,000. In corporate news, JAB announced it will buy Panera Bread for $315 a share, or around $7.5 billion, and the announcement sent Panera stock up more than 14%. Overseas, European equities traded mostly higher, while Asian equities also rose as investors turned their eyes to President Donald Trump's meeting with the Chinese president. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.3% to finish at $50.85 a barrel, and gold was down 60 cents, finishing at $1,257.80 an ounce. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were McDonald's and DuPont. The worst performers were J.P. Morgan and Cisco. In the S&P 500, the best performers were DXC Technology and Under Armour, and the worst performers were Chesapeake Energy and Bed Bath & Beyond. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 72 cents at 124.50, CSX down 15 cents at 47.14, AEP up 53 cents at 67.82, AK Steel down 36 cents at 6.83, Marathon Petroleum down 85 cents at 49.45, and Anthem was down 98 cents to finish at 164.72. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio Works, serving Rowan and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more is available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps are available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Morehead State University and Morehead State Public Radio.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, including the counties of Rowan, Bath, and Greenup. Tonight, your chance of rain is at 100%, with thunderstorms becoming severe, likely. Lows around 59 degrees. Tomorrow, periods of light rain, chance of rain at 70%. Highs only reaching about 50 degrees, with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, the rain sticks with us, chance of precipitation at 70%. Rain showers early, then changing to snow showers as the night goes on. Lows at 31 degrees. Winds still gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Friday, cloudy with snow showers. 40% chance of snow with highs around 51 degrees. And Friday night, lows around 31. Few clouds with scattered frost possible. Taking a look at the temperatures for the listening region. It is currently 82 degrees in Ashland, 79 in Flemingsburg, 80 degrees in Inez, 79 in Lexington, 78 degrees in Winchester, and it is currently 80 degrees right here on the campus of Morehead State University.
That'll do it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Meraz, Braxton Howard, Courtney Howell, Jacob Lindberg, Xavier Adkins, Kenzie Thompson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Victoria Agee, and Holly McClurkin. From the Kentucky News Network, Haley Hansen, and Adrian Swain debuted his Neighbors series this afternoon on Mountain Edition. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202 BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Ashley Davidson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, MSPR News. ATC is next. It's 5 o'clock.